Quel périple ! Ah, faut le vouloir ! Mais que viennent faire 80 000 personnes dans ce paradis lointain, presque imaginaire ? Ils sont fous, quoi ! Il paraît qu'on y construit une société idéale, régie par des lois qui garantissent la liberté, la créativité, la bienveillance.
Ben...
Chut ! Oulala, j'ai failli dire le mot sacré, le nom du festival qu'il est interdit de prononcer sans risque de poursuite judiciaire pénale, intentée par les avocats de ce fameux festival dont on ne peut pas prononcer le nom. On risque une petite amende de centaines de milliards de dollars. Vive l'antimatérialisme ! Bon, moi j'ai pas envie de croupir dans la prison du Nevada à manger du pain sec avec Joe Dalton. Oui, oui, je suis hors la loi, mais vous qui regardez ce documentaire, et ben vous l'êtes aussi. Cette vidéo est une vidéo interdite. Vous êtes prévenus. Babouin Moule. Un rêve impossible. Une utopie.
What we'd like you to do is to familiarize yourself with the client. Some people do get naked to do it. I don't advise that.
All right. Oh!
Le paradis, c'est très organisé. En périphérie, les logements. Au centre, la plage. Cette étendue plate et infinie où sont construites les œuvres d'art.
Utopia, right here in the desert. Is it perfect? No. But it is about as close as I've ever seen of utopia. And we make it every year under the hardest conditions. And yet we can't make it in Baltimore or Detroit or the ghettos.
So why did you come here?
Because I missed it so much. The love, the camaraderie, the wisdom, the generosity, the beauty. All of the things that human beings presumably pursue are here. Look at all these people who've never met each other. Their community. This is an important place. This is a place where, as silly as it sounds, the world can change from here.
Au paradis, il y a un dieu, le man, une sorte d'idole qu'on brûle à la fin, et plein d'autres religions différentes. What is that?
It's white sage. Yeah, it cleanses your aura. Take a deep breath, think of all the stuff you want to get rid of, and put it in the smoke, and the smoke will just float away.
Welcome to Shaman Domes.
Merci.
What brought you?
I don't know.
It's helped you to pull yourself together when you're really in a big stress.
It's a life.
Ah, le paradis. On y perd la notion du temps, de l'espace. C'est un paradis plein de poussière, la fameuse dust. Paradis ou enfer ? Liberté d'expression, liberté sexuelle, le culte de la transgression. Eh ben, c'est du joli. Non, mais qu'est-ce qu'elle fait ? Ça va pas bien, oui.
It's a good massage.
Yeah, you can try it together. It's fun.
I was amazed by that. Like, I'm not even that good.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna try. Yeah.
And I've got this.
Bruh.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Hey, Burning Man, you are at the end of Captain Caveman's show. I just want to give all of you a quick heads up.
It's nice here.
All of us that have been
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know, but I have it now, so...
It's going to be useful, I'm sure.
Probably.
It's going to be really chic.
Could be quite cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be elegant.
Yeah, I think so.
And you do wax also?
Beyond white out. For those of you that haven't been out here very
long,
you were
waxer.
He was just, and also he does happy endings. But
please make sure your shades take down really, really well.
I can't have a happy ending, so he gets a massage.
But what do you mean by a happy ending? Like the total or
like an orgasm?
Voilà. Some dans un.
What are you looking for here?
You just disconnect from the world and like just kind of do your own thing, and you can do whatever you want, and I just love that.
So you like your wax?
No, I did my bikini.
Ah, oh, you did your bikini.
My legs, I did at home, but they, hey, now they're all grown out.
Right? Yeah. I mean, cars.
Last time I was hooking up with a guy from most of the barn, and he was really into being punched in the balls.
Bruh.
I really liked it. And so, you know, and then we went and had a foursome, which was quite nice.
And you think then after you're gonna have sex together?
No. I have a boyfriend who doesn't
want me to have sex with anybody. If this qualifies as sex, this is our third annual orgasmic.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever tried the orgy? Orgy?
Tried to go to the orgy dome, but yeah, it was closed.
Okay.
I think it was like Night of the Burn or something. But we met a couple of people in the queue, and that's who we hooked up with.
Thank you.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Oh no, he wants to do it now.
No, I don't want some waxing. I don't have any hair.
No, but you wanted a happy ending.
From you?
Oh no, not from me. From him.
No, it's too early in the morning.
Okay.
Did you do crazy stuff?
We fought in Thunderdome.
Yep, that was a good one.
What? What is that?
Thunderdome.
Thunderdome.
Two
like
men
in a movie.
Enter, one man leave.
Death Guild Thunderdome.
Yeah.
The back patch. I don't know if you've been by it, but we run a giant dome and we do fights in it.
No.
Well, there's two things going on. There's Eros Tangier, that is an erotic massage done to music, and that's booked up for the date. And the other is the Orgasmator Experience, which is an environment, a machine that is designed to give you intense physical pleasure in a setting that's very safe, very comfortable, you're in control, nothing happens that you don't say, yes, that's what I'd like to have happen, that sounds like fun, and you come have an orgasm.
Okay.
So, we have slaves.
Yes.
And they have an experience they would like to share.
Yeah.
It could be absolutely anything. And they're going to come up, and the slave holder is going to say, this is what their experience is. And people can bid on them with their own experiences they want to share.
Well, our very first slave for this evening is Jack. Jack, come on up to the stage.
Hi.
My name is Sam.
Okay, hi.
Ruth or Gracie, whatever you want to call it, but it's a touch.
Right, you are.
Well, hello, Jack.
Hello.
Look at this guy. You are very good looking. And by the way, I'm gay, and if you're not okay with that, get the fuck out.
Bruh.
Turn around, show me your butt. This is what fun looks like.
Bruh.
If you've ever looked in the Holy Bible, it's the biggest bunch of bullshit you've ever seen.
Bruh.
If you've ever looked in the Holy Bible, it's the biggest bunch of bullshit you've ever seen. If you've ever looked in the Holy Bible, it's the biggest bunch of bullshit you've ever seen.
Sir, may I ask you what you might be looking for? Someone fun. Who's fun here? Oh, come on. You all are really fun. You're in a fucking slave auction, okay? You know how fucked up that is? Bunch of white dudes selling off people. Oh, that's never happened before.
Bruh.
bunch of white dudes selling off people. Oh, that's never happened before.
Explain me more the spirit of the bondage.
Yes, sir.
I will make a massage without hands, just with my balls.
Bruh.
I'm sorry, I think you missed the introduction. He's straight.
C'est l'Amérique.
My genital portrait.
Bruh.
So 7:30 in and E, they take genital portraits.
So your ID instead of your face is your genital.
She has one.
Yeah, you had one.
Go walk over and ask her for her genital portrait.
Show me your ID. Sympa. Moi, on me dit de pas regarder le kiki des gens, mais j'y arrive pas du tout. Hein. Et des kikis, j'en ai vu. Un peu trop vu, même. Exhibitionnisme, péché originel dans tous les sens, weed, LSD, crack, acide, coke. Oh my god, c'est trop.
Finally home. A Burning Man. Ou ce lieu de tous les péchés. Shame. Shame. Shame on you! Shame.
She cannot touch me.
Mon Dieu. Jesus Christ. Have you done something wrong today?
So
what is that?
Yeah, no, so this looks crazy. It's less scary than it seems.
So these are all like tequila, gin, and rum.
I tried the pure cake, choose tequila.
Excellent choice.
Comment ça va, toi?
Très bien.
T'as fait des choses dont il faut que tu te confesses?
Tu sais quoi? Malheureusement, non.
Merde.
J'aurais bien voulu, tiens.
Bon,
j'aurais
c'est
bien,
bien
voulu faire des choses à confesser.
De la drogue, au moins?
Encore... Oui, attends. Quand même.
Du sexe, au moins?
Bruh. I need to get laid so bad.
Bruh. Stop! No naked boy here. J'en ai marre.
I'm a bad boy. Oh yeah.
Ça suffit de danser tout seul. Ça suffit.
Non. Toi, ça suffit.
Toi, ça suffit.
Si. Yes.
Bruh.
I'm sorry.
You can.
I can what?
You can be sorry.
All right, good.
You're doing the line for your...
The orgy dome.
Why?
I don't know. Is that bad?
It is.
Like why?
Bruh.
It is.
Why?
You need to confess
like
your sins.
Put a little bit on your neck.
Do we have all that time?
Something on your, please. Thank you. Oh la la. Put something, please.
My dad was in church, right?
It's okay. She didn't. She just wanted to watch.
Sorry, guys. Can you hang back
it's okay.
For a second?
She wasn't that into it anyway.
Okay.
So.
Can you just explain what's going on here?
This is the orgy door. We let in couples and blossoms. We have space for people to play in their couples. We have also space for people to interact with other couples. The line starts from over there. It's probably about an hour and a half away, but it's beautiful once you're in there.
I am. How beautiful is it?
Wonderful. It's air conditioned. It's comfortable. It's fun. It's safe. It's all consent based.
And you're not ashamed to do something like that?
No, fuck no.
Bruh.
God put us on this earth to fuck, motherfucker.
Bruh.
Thank you, my sister.
Société utopique dit principe utopique. Au Barfummunch, comme ailleurs, nul ne doit ignorer la loi. Et gare à celui qui la transgresse. À part ça, bah, vive la liberté.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
It's cold today. C'est froid.
Ah, la self-expression, quoi.
Whatever is internal.
Yeah.
Make it external.
Oh, decodemography. Has to do with not having commodities. It's a word that's related to commodities.
Yeah.
Separating yourself from all the material things.
But we still are material people here.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Bruh.
Water.
Water? We don't have water here. What would you like?
I don't have something to drink. What do I need?
Money.
Money?
Yep.
Money.
Yep.
Tu sais combien c'est une limonade? $4.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you take the card?
No, it's all free.
No, you said, do you take the card?
No.
It's my first time. I don't understand the principle of gifting.
Mm.
Why?
Why do that? It? Hey, you guys look, you know what? It's my first time here too. I have no idea, but I love it. You walk in there, get free drinks, everywhere. I love it. Yeah,
that's it. It's having
just
free things.
Yeah, food, drinks,
sex,
drugs, everything. Not bad, huh? I got some chocolate mushrooms this morning. Mm.
Welcome to the party.
Can you explain me what is immediacy?
Immediacy, that's a hard one. And here's the thing is that there's a lot of things that it's not. Immediacy is living in the moment. There is no past and there is no future. There's only right now. And it's you don't have to worry about what's happening over there and how to get there. You have to be here now and have now be as beautiful as possible. But Also, if you're afraid, if you're angry, if you're sad, immediacy can be rage. Immediacy can be despair, you know? The temple is full of a lot of immediacy.
So self-reliance means that you gotta take care of yourself and not be one of the sparkle ponies who asks everybody for everything.
I'm okay. Radical self-reliance. Rule number four.
You got it, girl.
It was very graceful. If I could have photographed it, it would have been beautiful.
Yeah?
It was like, oh.
Let me help you. Criminal effort. Let me help you. I know you need some help.
Oh putain, Marie, qu'est-ce que t'as fait? Mais qu'est-ce que t'as fait? Règle numéro 3, pas de traces, pas de traces.
So many people leave everything behind, whether it be their ashes. You are not collecting your ashes, and that's a bad burner. That is leaving a trace.
I'm a bad burner. No trace leaving. Radical inclusion. What do you think about this principle of radical inclusion?
Titties, titties, titties!
Radical inclusion is try and include everybody.
Okay.
And don't, there should be no exclusive places here.
Okay. Ça se fait pas. Radical inclusion. Ça sent le cul. Allez, bonne nuit. Radical inclusion. Ah, il fait bon, elle a la clim de ouf, genre. Radical inclusion. Ah, mais je ne participe plus, non. Non, non. Ah non, mais pas du tout, hein. Moi, je ne participe plus. Voilà. Mais ils ont qu'à venir me chercher maintenant, hein.
Au bas Blue Mouf, il n'y a pas d'argent. Mais on paye cher les droits d'entrée. Les derniers hippies regrettent le bon vieux temps où tout était permis, même tué en toute impunité. Aujourd'hui, la ville éphémère accueille en majorité ces jeunes blancs, riches, que plus rien ne surprend, à la recherche de ce fameux 630e like qui fera la différence.
What's your name?
Retina.
Where are you from?
From Russia.
What are you doing here?
Think about everything.
For thinking.
Yeah.
Mm. And how did you choose your outfit?
Just sex shop.
In a sex shop? But why did you choose what something like this really sexy?
Maybe my body.
Because of your body? Because you're beautiful?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I hadn't orgy here. I think it is good orgy here.
Ouais. Ouais, c'est sûr.
Everybody here
is
looking for something.
Yeah. What are you looking for example?
Well, like it could be fun. Could be romance, could be spirituality, could be intimacy, some, you know, kind of some deep expansion. But they all involve interacting with people somewhere, right?
Yes, sure.
Finding the right people,
yes, sure.
Getting past the small talk, into the quality interactions.
Mm.
So we've got a menu of interactions. You can choose the exact interaction you want off the menu, and then it serves you directly.
My God.
I want to have fun, and I want to connect, and I want to love people and play. And like, this gives me a way to play.
You think that in life we need a game or something or a space to have interaction with people?
I do.
So, what would you like?
I'd like a gangster hug.
A gangster hug.
So?
Cool. Do you want any sides with that?
With tickle.
Oh, with the tickle.
Right.
Okay. All right.
That's...
Oh my God. Et moi, je vais avoir un gangsta hug de ça.
Right hand, bring it in, and then come in, and then go. And then you wanted a tickle?
What?
Enough wind, okay? We've had enough wind. We would like some calm. Be nice.
Be nice. Some calm.
Been here for 18 burns.
And how did it change?
It was crazy at the. There was no rules about what you could drive and what you could smoke or what you could blow up or what you could burn or what you could... shotguns were more than welcome out here.
No.
And who you could shoot at was your option. There were no police. There were no... the government said, okay, fine, have fun, you know.
It seems anyway, cool.
There was sex on the playa. Hmm? And I even taped some of it. We're talking about women in cages, literally, being dragged around in public, humiliated in public. And I actually like the old days.
The old days?
I mean, I don't care if my life was in danger. It was so fucking cool.
Maintenant, ça suffit le Burning Man. Ça suffit la drogue. Ça suffit le sex.
Who are you here and who are you in the real life?
Am I here? Morning, noon, and night have a different outfit, so I'm somebody different, but I don't know if I can say who that is. I just don't have to be myself. I could be somebody else for a while.
At first, you didn't really need to get tickets.
No, you had to get tickets.
You had to get tickets, but there was
no easy to get.
Real process. It never sold out.
We have different outfits for every day.
We woke up and
I like all my favorite things. Gold, sparkles, neon.
So, why did you come here?
For magic, love, a lot of love and a lot of magic. A lot of love and a lot of magic.
Salut! Hello! What's your name?
My name's Wonderful.
Wonderful! My name is Beautiful. So, how did you choose to come with your children and how do you deal with that?
Had children and we had no choice, so we wanted to come and so we came. I think it's like any city, so you can find what you want and you can stay away from what you don't want.
The young one is only 9 and he has no idea about most of it.
Great.
The old one is now 8th grade, so we talk about a lot more than we did the last time we came.
It's a good way to have a discussion, actually.
Yeah.
The realities of life, actually. So.
It opens a lot of discussions. Yeah, I
mean, do you need something like blah, 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 to feel free and to feel completely crazy?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's hard to get that in regular everyday life.
Who are you in the real life?
Oh, I'm a doctor.
You need this freedom here?
Yeah, you just need... I feel like you need to be forcibly like moved away from your normal life to just totally be, you know, free.
So what is it? Is this enough?
Really? It's not too hot right now, but it's got a good amount of moisture. You put some coconut oil
and
on
you,
yourself.
And you need some heat, huh? You need it.
Yeah, like the steam kind of just...
Yeah, it's really important.
I don't even know
that thing was a tank. Il fait chaud, quoi. Ils sont forts, ces Américains. D'où vous venez?
Paris.
Paris?
Ouais.
Et qu'est-ce qui vous amène au Burning Man?
Moi, je pense que c'est la discussion très facile avec les gens.
Vous avez fait des trucs un peu fous?
Ah, ça va. Pour être très franc, c'est la première fois que j'ai pris du LSD ici. Et c'était vraiment hallucinant.
Vous avez dépensé combien par personne, vous pensez en tout?
Avec le trip avant, ouais, 3 000.
This really is a hardship in many ways. It's very discomforting and so forth. And most people do not want to experience this. And I don't blame them. I consider it the real cash-in price. The ticket is nothing. What really is the expense is your willingness to give up some skin for this place. And if you do that, the reward is that the expenditure is much less than the profit. So let it be spoken, so let it be told.
What about your style? Is it important for you to be beautiful today?
I do feel beautiful no matter what. I do like the fact that I can express my way myself any way.
But you came here because you're interested in fashion?
Yeah, I mean, just love fashion, but don't have anything to do with it, but why not? You guys?
The same.
Same.
Fashion, 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 fashion.
In keeping with this year's theme of radical ritual, I'm being close to her heart.
What are you doing here?
Exploring, enjoying the art, my friends. my friends.
Yeah. What about your style? Are you used to be like this, like so free in the normal life?
No, not at all. I'm very strict. I'm very like organized and clean. And this is like totally different. Totally like not me.
Not me.
And what do you want to express with this kind of style?
Love, obviously. Love, obviously. Love,
obviously.
Titties, titties, titties.
What do you do here that you, it's impossible to do in the normal life?
I don't live by a clock.
Okay.
There is no clock here. There is no time here.
No time.
And it's the freedom to be wherever you want and do whatever you want at any point in time, at any rate, without any expectation.
Les amis, le soleil se couche enfin sur la playa. On crie pour saluer l'astre royal. Let's burn the man.
Je veux pas me plaindre comme ça dans le vide et tout, parce que voilà, quand même, on est assez gâtés par la vie, mais j'en ai marre. Moi, je suis fatiguée. Je suis fatiguée de tout ça. Allez, on va voir le man. Allez, on va voir le man. Allez, c'est ce qu'on va faire, on va aller voir le man. C'est qui ce man ?